The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Richard Arau was with us late last year about his book Steak Knife's Dirty War, the inside story of Scappaticci, the IRA's Nutting Squad and the British spooks who ran the war. Today we've had the publication of a report which cost over £40 million sterling to compile called Operation Canova, which investigated 101 murders and abductions and looked into the role of Scappaticci, Freddie Scappaticci, an IRA member who was a spy for the British in all of this. Richard Arau, thank you very much for joining us. Although remarkably, Scappaticci's name doesn't appear in this report, does it? Why not?
Well, they were very reluctant to name anyone. They didn't even say that he was Steak Knife. And that was a cause of great concern for the families. They believed that he should have been identified as Steak Knife, but he wasn't. And this is a policy that the Brits have of NCND, no claim, no denial. And basically, that's why I wasn't in it. It's caused quite a stir up here.
I can imagine that it has. So tell us, what has the report concluded?
Well, I'll read out the crucial ends. When I spoke to you last year, Matt, I said to you that the most important thing was, and from my point of view, was that members of the British intelligence services during the Troubles in the North had colluded to the point of being involved in the murder of various citizens. And here's what the report says. The UK government should acknowledge and apologise to bereaved families and surviving victims affected by cases where an individual was harmed or murdered because they were accused or suspected of being an agent, or where this was preventable. Those are the crucial words. Or were the perpetrators could and should have been subjected to criminal justice and were not. In other words, Canova is saying that the British intelligence services were in a position again and again and again, just like I said in the book, to intervene and save the lives of people whom the IRA were going to murder, and they didn't do it. They allowed those killings to go ahead, and because of that, there is an understanding, right? There's an understanding that Kevin Winters, the solicitor who represents 11 of the families, has said, this is what he said, that both the, quote, both the state and the IRA were co-conspirators in the murder of some of its citizens. That's the conclusion, the only conclusion that you can really reach. It's the one that I had reached in my book.
But Richard, sorry, can I ask you, was it that the British didn't intervene to stop people being murdered because to do so would expose the existence of their spy within the IRA who was giving them information that they thought was of use? Or was it also that they just simply didn't care about the people who were going to be killed? That those people were almost disposable as part of their campaign to infiltrate the IRA to bring it down?
I think both of your conclusions are absolutely spot on. I don't think you could make it any clearer. I think, for a start, that they didn't care. Some of these people were not informers at all. We've now found out, Canova has told us, that some of them were tortured, some of them were coerced into admitting to being informers. But you're absolutely right. They didn't care about whom was going to be shot dead. They allowed those murderers to go ahead when they could have intervened, and they allowed them to go ahead because they wanted to protect their agent and agents. We now know there was agents inside this, because Canova confirmed that as well. There was agents inside this Nutting Squad, and they were to be protected at all costs. And the Tasking and Coordinating Group, as you may remember, they were the group that coordinated all of the intelligence services on the British side. They didn't care. They didn't care about the people, and the only thing that they cared about was keeping their agents in place. And so they acquiesced with the IRA.
But Richard, this is terrible, isn't it, to hear? This is terrible for the British that this was an official policy been run by the state. But it's not good news either, is it, for Irish Republicans that the IRA was so easily manipulated from within?
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that goes without saying, Matt. The IRA had, this guy's Gabatice was never even, there was never even a finger pointed at him. There was never a hint he took over. He was involved with the Nutting Squad from 1978, and he was number two. And in 1982 or 83, he took over and became number one. He was never even suspected, and they weren't suspected of having been turned. And they were like a Anthony McIntyre. Describes the Nutting Squad as a junction box through which everything went. All new recruits went to them. People coming out of the interrogation centres were debriefed by them. Anyone suspected of being an informer or an agent was picked up by them and treated accordingly. But there was never a suspicion. As you quite rightly pointed out, it says a lot for the IRA leadership that they never even had a hint that they were penetrated to such a high degree.
And also, just to finish, Richard O'Rourke, the manner in which Scappaticci and his associates murdered and tortured people verged on the psychopathic. So why was that allowed?
Well, here's the thing about that. This Nutting Squad was gauged on whether it was successful or unsuccessful, on the amount of people whom they executed. It was a numbers game. And if the numbers were stacking up, if people were being executed and they were able to convince the leadership, yes, this guy admitted, and they had tapes of those tapes of victims confessing, and they convinced the leadership, yeah, we're very successful, look how successful we are, look how many touts we've caught, look how many touts we've had executed. So that was the crux of the matter, and nothing else really mattered.
Thank you very much, Richard O'Rourke, for being with us, author of Steak Knife's Dirty War, The Inside Story of Scappaticci, The IRA's Nutting Squad and the British Spooks Who Ran the War. Far more information in that, I suspect, than in the official report, which was released today at a cost of about 40 million quid.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.